there is nowhere somebody can build something, but the keys can be with somebody who is very far from the place. Fasizinga take muntu, kumanga chitushina, makini kukaladi wina amenali kutani. God possesses the keys. Kulungu na amenali ndi makini. Sifungulo. The keys allows others in and others out. Makina mene amaloleza wena alowe ena atuluke. The keys of heaven is in the hands of God. Maki olowela kumwamba ali mmanja mwa Mulungu. It's God who opens the door for others to in and others to be out. Ndi Mulungu mwini amene amatsegula khomo kuti ena alowe ena akhale kunja. Keys goes with doors. Maki ameenda chitsego. There is no key without a door, without a lock. Palibe maki opanda loko yake. So when we are talking about the keys, the lock, the door, we are talking about God himself permitting others to enter in and allowing others, commanding others to be out. Abadukulangula zamuru, amenakuloleza ena kuloa, ni ena kutuluka. Again, when we are talking about keys, lock, and door, komaso ndikamalankula za loko, key ndi chitsego, we are talking about separation. Tikulankula za kureganitsidwa. We are talking about division. Tikulankula za kugawana. We are talking about the gospel. Tikulankula za utenga. When the gospel is preached, utenga ukalalikidwa. It separates. Umagawa anthu. It separates the erect from an erect. Umagawa osankidwa pakati paosasankidwa. Those who are erected from eternity, Christ died for them. The Spirit will reveal Christ to them and they will enter in. Once amene Kristu adawasankha, amene Mulungu adawasankha, Kristu adawafera, mzimu wera adzavumbulutsa Kristu ndi kuwalola kuti alowe. It is by the grace of God for us to know Christ of the Scriptures. Simarengera machisomo cha Mulungu kuti tizindikire Kristu wa malemba.
And then you read in verse 33 that he was then made a prisoner and lived and died as a prisoner, even though the people said, let this man reign, rather than seeking the Lord. This shows again just to what point they were shut up to themselves. And again, beyond the point of return, they weren't even thinking about the Lord's mind and will at this point, even though the danger was there and looming, and God had raised up these prophets, letting them know judgment's coming, judgment's coming, judgment's coming. Yet they still determined that they would avoid it with a man of their own choosing. So verse 33 tells us that Pharaoh Necho put him in bands at Riblah in the land of Hamath that he might not reign in Jerusalem. All the while, they had made this alliance with Egypt to go up against who they thought was the real enemy, Assyria, yet that was not to be the enemy that would ultimately destroy them, be Babylon. We see a lot of up and down with nations today, and this one more powerful than that one, and people fretting and wondering about it all. Guess what? The Lord's will be done. It doesn't matter who you put in that place. We're in a political season. Everybody's thinking that's going to be one man that's going to save the day. Well, stand by. The Lord may just bind them all in chains and haul them off to China or Russia somewhere. The Lord give this whole place up. I know that doesn't sound too patriotic to some, but there's no reason when you consider why the Lord should ever consider the United States of America. It's anything but a Christian nation. And yet here we are. We're worshiping peacefully right here so far. We don't know how much longer it'll be. We may live days like Jeremiah. And if so, the Lord's will be done.